I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Sunday said rescue efforts in Dnipro would continue as long as there was any chance of finding survivors after a Russian missile hit an apartment building on Saturday. With him saying,
станом на цей час залишається невідома доля більше 30 людей, які могли б бути в будинку на час влучання ракети терористів. Десятки людей вдалося врятувати з-під завалів всередині 6 дітей. Боремося за кожну людину. Рятувальна операція триватиме стільки, скільки буде хоч найменше шанс врятувати життя.
Addressing them in their own language, Zelensky also said Russians who failed to condemn the attack were cowardly. The U.S. military's new expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces began in Germany Sunday with a goal of getting a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield to fight the Russians in the next 5 to 8 weeks, according to Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Milley, who plans to visit the training area on Monday to get a first-hand look at the progress, said the troops being trained left Ukraine a few days ago. Germany has a full set of weapons and equipment for them to use. So now the Pentagon had declined to say exactly when the training would start. Nepal began a national day of mourning Monday as rescue workers resumed the search for missing people a day after a plane to a tourist town crashed into a gorge while attempting to land at a nearby opening airport, killing at least 68 of the 72 people on board. The country's deadliest airplane accident in 3 decades. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suspected extremist attack at a church in eastern Congo killed at least 10 people and wounded more than 36, according to the country's army. A group linked to Islamic extremists was suspected of being responsible for a bomb that went off in a Pentecostal church in the north province town. According to a military spokesman, a Kenyan national found at the scene was detained. Congo's government urged people to avoid crowds and be vigilant as it conducted an investigation. A U.S. climate envoy, John Kerry, backs the United Arab Emirates' decision to appoint the CEO of a state-run oil company to preside over the upcoming U.N. climate negotiations in Dubai, citing his work on renewable energy projects. The former U.S. Secretary of State acknowledged in an interview with the Associated Press Sunday that the Emirates and other countries relying on fossil fuels to fund their state coffers face finding some balance ahead. However, he also dismissed the idea that the appointment should be automatically disqualified due to him being the leader the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, but an activist on Thursday, where the authorities announced his nomination, equated it to asking dealers to lead peace talks. Israel's president warned on Sunday that the country faced a constitutional crisis over a contested plan to rein in a judiciary and said he was mediating between the parties. Zachary Goldman filed this report.
President Isaac Herzog said, quote, I am now focused on two critical roles that I believe I bear as president at this hour, averting a historic constitutional crisis and stopping the continued rift within our nation. That rift was on display over the weekend as thousands of Israelis rallied in Tel Aviv against plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reform the country's judicial system, which critics say would hamper the Supreme Court.
We came here to fight for the democracy, and we would like to say that the current coalition in Israel would like to change the regime to make us like a dark regime in the world, and we will not accept it and will fight for this democracy.
Netanyahu returned to power in an election last year at the head of a nationalist and religious coalition government.
Meanwhile,
stage two is on thermal guidance.
SpaceX Falcon Heavy lifted off on Sunday, Launch Complex 39A at Kennedy Space Center, carrying the U.S. Space Force USSF-67.
What an incredible sight to see as we watch the side.